Hello, I'm Martin from The Sound of the Ladies, and you're listening to the Rewind Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to Show 3. Before we start, I would just like to say two things. The first is a big thank you to everyone who's been getting in contact with the show with all their comments and suggestions, and also a thanks to those of you who have been submitting your music to get played in the show. Some of the tracks that were sent are absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to let you guys hear them. So please, keep contacting me to tell me what you think and keep sending me your music. Send your emails to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com or visit the site at www.therewindpodcast.com. And if you're downloading this podcast via iTunes, please leave a comment and hopefully it's a good one. The second thing I want to say is just a thanks to the guys over at the GameSpot UK podcast for giving this show a shout out on their show. So if you're into video games and want to hear all about the latest news and reviews and have a good laugh along the way, then head over to www.gamespot.com or search for them on iTunes. Okay, so what do I have for you today? Well, we'll have music from Lions and Scissors, Brains for Breakfast, 2 Days Notice, Weatherstar, who we'll be having the show in a few weeks' time, and an interview with Dave Scottfield from Red Monster Records, who'll be telling us all about what a record label actually does for artists. Now we're going to start the show with an unsigned band that will really get your blood pumping. They're called The Callout, and I'll be surprised if you don't start hearing a lot more about these guys soon, as they're absolutely brilliant. Their music is a high energy, high octane assault in your ears, and their songs are well written, fully loaded and fully charged. They come from Middletown, New Jersey, and are John in vocals, Anthony and Sean in guitars, Dan in bass and Danny in drums. You can find out more about them at purevolume.com/thecalloutnj. Or at myspace.com/thecalloutnj. Now clear a space around you and make sure there are no sharp objects and get ready to jump around. This is The Callout with a song from their 2009 EP Keep This Quiet called This Is Who We Are.
I'm sitting here wishing, counting down the days until I can finally feel alive. I'm here with some of the best friends I've ever we'll stay till the sun comes up.
And we'll run
till our hearts give out.
And we'll run
till the sand beneath our feet, till there's nothing left.
And we'll stay
till the sun comes up.
And we'll run.
This next artist goes by the name Brains for Breakfast and is actually the brainchild. Wee bit of humour in there, brainchild. Okay, is actually the brainchild of a talented singer-songwriter called Andy Webster. Andy's based in the Midlands in England and has a self-titled EP out at the moment, which can be bought at www.redmonsterrecords.co.uk or on iTunes. And of course, if you want to find out more about him, head over to www.myspace.com/AndyBrainsForBreakfast or alternatively, head over to www.therewindpodcast.com. Now, I would describe Brains for Breakfast as acoustic pop rock, but with a twist, as some of the tracks are obviously well-written songs that are catchy rock pop songs, which will hook you from the start when you realise that you're humming along to them in the bus. But Brains for Breakfast also isn't afraid to experiment with his music, with some of his tracks almost having a 60s feel. In a nutshell, Brains for Breakfast produced some really great music. See what you think yourself and let me know. With this track, are you Brains for Breakfast called Flock of Sheep?
Tell me what to say, follow what to think. I'm not in a flock of sheep. I'll lead my own path, despite the reflections in your mind. Then again, I know someone down the street who hides away despite the bright sky. Isn't that a little strange to say? No bright spark running far away, and no one hears from him in days. You think I could say, move out and get away, but isn't that just a little bit of runway? Expect to see just a bit of every day. Fly away, the story of a man with no feelings or regrets. Who cares where you are, what you're doing, what time you go to sleep, when you're fucking up, who was right and who was wrong? Get a job or laze around, make an organization, busk on the city streets. Are you homeless, self-employed, or in the richest list? Where are the rules and aims of life? Where are the rules and aims of life? Where are the rules and aims of life? You think I can say, move out and get away, but isn't that just a little bitter anyway? Expect to see just a bit of every day. Fly away, the story of a man with no feelings or regrets. A man with no feelings or regrets.
Now in the last show, Marshall Amps had kindly given us a limited edition Marshall Amp to give away to one lucky winner as a competition prize. And for the chance of winning, you had to answer the following question. When did Marshall Amps begin? And the answer was 1962. Now, there were a lot of entries for this competition, but there can only be one winner. And that person is Jake Peters. So we'll get in contact with Jake and get his details and we'll send the amp out to him soon. Thanks to everyone who entered, and keep listening as we're going to have more competitions in the weeks to come. Now, this next band are called Lions and Scissors, and I heard about them when they were mentioned on a great podcast called Stuff You Should Know. Now, the band are based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and are Matt Frederick on drums and Nick Colley on guitar and backing vocals. Now, the band are going through a bit of a lineup change at the moment and are looking for a new vocalist stroke guitarist. So if you fancy being part of the new lineup and you want to get in contact with the band, head over to myspace.com/Lions and Scissors or drop me an email and I'll pass it on. Now, musically, this band remind me a little of Radiohead and REM. Their songs are well written, beautifully produced, and their sound, which could be described as almost dreamlike, will wash over you gently like a warm wave of sound. They're an amazing band, and I really hope they complete their new lineup so we can hear some more from them soon. Now, the song I'm going to play is one of my favourites. So this is Lions and Scissors with their song, Sifting. Okay, it's that time again. It's time for Rewind's Guide to Becoming a Rockstar. In previous shows, we've covered steps 1 and 2, forming a band and finding somewhere to practice. In today's show, we'll cover step 3, choosing a band name. Now, there's a lot of bands out there with some really great names and some with some pretty shit ones. But what someone else thinks is great, someone else will think is rubbish, which can make choosing a name a little bit difficult. So here's just a few pointers that may help you. The first is to try and keep your name as inoffensive as possible if you want to be successful, as a venue is more likely to book a band with a name like, say, The Call Out, than one called The F***ing Hairy Wankers. Secondly, choose a name that fits your style of music. For instance, if you're a pop band, you probably not want to be called The Blood Machine, as you probably scare off your demographic. And last but not least, the tried and trusted method. Try imagining someone introduce your band in front of thousands of screaming fans. And after imagining live on stage the frozen carrots, you still think it sounds great, then it's a name for you. Just have fun with it. Oh, and when deciding the name, check online and make sure that it's not already taken. On the next show, we'll be covering equipment. Next up are a superb American rock pop trio from New York. They're called Weatherstar and are bursting their way into the American music scene at the moment. Singer, songwriter and guitarist for the band, Cameron Walker, formed Weatherstar in 2009 with Brandon Delp and Billy Totai. And since then, the guys haven't looked back. They've shared a stage with bands such as Never Shout Never, Hit the Lights and American Hi-Fi. And they've been voted Pure Volume's Unsigned Band of 2009. At the moment, they have an acoustic EP out, which can be found over at www.weatherstar.bandcamp.com. And their first official debut EP will be released in the spring. So if you want to keep up to date with what the guys are doing, head over to myspace.com/weatherstar. Now, I recently done an interview with Cameron from the band, which will appear in show 5 on the 10th of May. So stay tuned for that one. Now, here is Weatherstar with their great song, Wish You Would Stay. Oh, oh, ah!
Going on, and I think that you should know. I like the way you move and the things you do. Yeah, all the things you do. And it's the feeling I get inside that keeps me up at night. 'Cause every time I see you, closer and breathe in deep. Yeah, put your trust in me. Just take it slow, but let's get moving. 'Cause this is what you need. 'Cause every time I see you, baby, it drives me crazy. That you would stay. Oh, oh, oh.
As always, your comments, thoughts and suggestions are always welcome. So if you have something you want to say, send your emails to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com and I'll read it out in the show. Now for this week's interview, I'm talking to the owner of Red Monster Records, Dave Scotford. Red Monster Records is an indie record label based in the West Midlands with a great lineup of quality artists, including the band 2 Days Notice, who will be playing at the end of the interview. I would highly recommend that you head over to the website at www.redmonsterrecords.co.uk and check out all the great artists that are on the label, including the artists Georgia Zagowski and Hannah Grove, who will be going on tour to celebrate the release of their debut split EP together. Now, this EP has been recorded on the 16th of April and will be released at the beginning of the tour digitally and physically. Now, if you want to find out more about these artists or buy that CD, then head over to Red Monster Records. Now, here is Dave explaining exactly what a record label does and what artists should do when submitting tracks to a record company.
Okay, and we welcome Dave Scotford from Red Monster Records on the phone. Hello, Dave. How are you getting on?
Hi, I'm very well. Thanks to yourself.
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Have you had a good day?
It's been a busy one. We moved into our new office yesterday, so it's been a bit of a faff and a bit of a move, everything. So it's been a fun day.
No problem. Whereabouts are in new offices?
We've actually moved into Bay Studios in Stourbridge from like a home office. So that's like a music complex based in the Midlands.
Uh-huh.
So it's quite a cool place to be. The band practices, recording studios, and a live stage there. So it's quite a bit of a music hub at the moment. So it's quite nice to move into there.
Just to let the listeners know, you've kindly come on the show here to talk about what a record label is, basically what a record label does. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and how you came to, you know, start up Red Monster Records?
Okay. Basically, I was running a youth sports company by myself. But a few of my mates were in bands and they were kind of talking about how there was no gig venues or no promoters or anything in the area.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I got involved. We set up a couple of gigs. It all started to go really well, really, and we sold out a couple of venues. We started to go a little bit bigger, started to work with higher quality bands, and obviously that kind of led to us kind of accidentally falling into a record label, really. We financed a few little records, a few little EPs, a few little iTunes stuff, so we kind of fell into it rather than planned into it, but it's been good fun for us.
Excellent. So what made you go down the road of a record label? What's the difference for you?
For us, really, I mean, as a promoter, it was more putting on live music gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if we turned into a record label, we moved into putting the showcases on, carrying on what we were doing. But obviously then kind of formally setting up the links with radio stations, formally setting up the links with, you know, recording studios,
sure,
and putting artists in there rather than just putting on a gig every now and then, if you know what I mean.
I was doing a bit of research on you last night. I just presumed, you know, a record label, someone owns it, either being their 30s or 40s, but you're 19, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a young kid in the music industry, really.
Well done, that's quite an achievement for a 19-year-old to start up their own record label. Have you found it hard to be taken, I don't mean to be cheeky, but have you found it hard to be taken seriously at all?
I think actually a lot of people, because normally first contact is kind of by email, a lot of people say, you know, I expect you to be older and that kind of thing, but I think the way we work and the way I kind of work, you know, passionate about music, we put a lot of work into everything we do. So I think, you know, once people start to get to know me kind of thing, they do take me a lot more seriously, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been a couple of occasions where I've walked into venues, tried to book a gig, you know, at 17, 18, they've kind of turned me away and kind of come back when you're older kind of attitude,
yeah.
But we're getting there and we're starting to spread the name around, so it's starting to go quite well for us.
And I mean, I've looked on your site and you've obviously sent me some of the music, some of the bands, and I mean, you're doing really well for yourself. It's quite an inspiration for teenagers who maybe want to try this type of thing. You can do it, so like, why can't they? So it's a good thing.
If I could do it, anybody could do it, really. So.
So the question is, I mean, it's still a blurry of what a record label does, so can you explain what does a record label actually do?
Basically, we, in the, you know, the kind of narrowest kind of description, we go out, we'll find an artist, mm-hmm, put them into the studio, finance, obviously, the record, the recording, the mastering kind of side of things. We're then obviously responsible for the promotion. So that's building contacts with radio stations, getting the airplay for that.
Yep.
Building contacts with obviously the media, more the print media side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So getting coverage and promotion from that. Literally, we go from actually recording it to marketing it and selling it. So we kind of do everything. We create the product, or help create the product. Obviously, the band do that.
Yeah.
But we help that side of stuff. We then move on to obviously marketing it ourselves and then selling it as well. So we kind of, we're a mix between the makers, the the sellers and distributors, really.
No problem. So, do you have influence on what your bands play? There seems to be a thing where maybe some labels and that have quite a heavy influence on what bands can play. Do you do that?
Well, yeah, I think sometimes record labels do take probably too much of an active role, you know, almost dictating what they want. Mm-hmm. Whereas we tend to pick the artists that we know that are good quality artists, and we can kind of almost trust them, if you know what I mean. They know we're kind of an indie record label, but we know their style, their kind of, I don't know, genre as a band, I suppose, but, mm-hmm. you know, we can give them the freedom and say, look, guys, we know you're a good band, we know you're a good act. Go and do what you do best. We'll do what we do best. We give them quite a lot of freedom in what they write, what they produce, and what they record.
Which is probably the best way. It means they get to grow naturally instead of being, you know, forced in certain directions.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, the bands should be responsible for their music. It's their style, it's their personality, it's their experiences. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, the lyrics are about. So I don't see why labels should be there to kind of ram down the throats of bands what they should be doing when they should be doing it. I think bands should be responsible for that.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. So who's on your label at the moment?
We got a couple of Midlands based acts, 2 Days Notice.
Yeah, we've heard them, they're absolutely brilliant. Band.
They're a great little band. They came runners up in the Kerrang Battle of the Bands, so they've started to do quite well. Started to get a bit of national recognition even, as well. We're also working with Crimson Joy, who have just released their debut EP, kind of an indie, rocky, maybe slightly metal-y band.
Yep.
A couple of singer songwriters. Still based down here in the Midlands, George Sigoska, brilliant little acoustic act. Same with Hannah Grove as well. Those two are releasing a split EP sometime in May, so that'll be quite cool to look out for. As well as another little band, Swim to the Skies, they're based down here in Kidderminster. They're a brilliant little band, kind of indie, rocky, funk kind of music, a bit of a weird mix, but it's absolutely superb music. So, I suppose that's the main ones we're working with.
What about Brains for Breakfast?
He's an acoustic act based on a mechanic. He's not actually signed to the label, but he's working with us. We're working with him on the distribution side of things.
Sure, no problem.
So we're working with him for the iTunes, Amazon, that kind of side of music.
Right.
But he's not actually signed to the record label, but he's absolutely superb
artist. Yes, it's really good. I think today we're probably going to be playing I Wish I Was by the band 2 Days Notice that you just mentioned. So what can you tell me about that band?
2 Days Notice, they're a Dublin-based band. They won the Beacon Radio, which is a radio station here in the Midlands. They won the Battle of the Bands for that radio station, as well as I mentioned earlier, the Kerrang Battle of the Bands between runners-up. They've unfortunately just lost their vocalist, Kelly. Which is a bit of a shame, sorry, my throat's going a bit dry. They've just lost their vocalist, so that's a bit of a downer. But they are starting to do really well this year. I mean, they've got national festivals all booked up. We've got the Bikers Festivals as well, which is really cool for those guys. They're an absolutely fantastic band, and certainly worth a listen. Martin Ludley from the Bridge Radio has said they're pretty much Dudley's after the Paramore, which can't really get much more praise than that. So.
They are similar, I have to admit, yeah. So, what do you look for in an artist? Obviously, people send you demos and stuff, and what are you looking out for?
We look out for a great beat, something like a music fan could get into, if you know what I mean, rather than just a good voice. Obviously we look for voice, but obviously we look for, you know, quite a decent beat, something to music, like almost toe-tap in music, if you know what I mean. Looking for, you know, obviously a great little voice. It doesn't have to be a pure voice, though. Something a bit rough and something a bit edgy, you know, he's good for us. But we kind of look for, like, beyond that, we look for somebody who's willing to work hard, try anything, be a little bit crazy, and just enjoy it, really. And somebody's enthusiastic and passionate about what they do is always fantastic to work with for us.
It makes a difference, doesn't it? It makes your job easier.
It certainly does.
So, you know, artists out there that are wanting to pitch sort of songs to record companies and record labels, what should they do? Like, what's your advice of, you know, if you're getting a CD through the door, what would you expect?
I think the first thing to do is definitely look at the label's website, find out their demo submission policy. A lot of labels have those, in fact, probably most, if not all labels have them. Really important bits of information. They're basically telling bands and artists how they want their records. You know, some indie labels or some bigger labels might want the physical CD, where some might you know, want the actual MP3 files or WAV files. So that's really important to look at. We get so many demos sent to us where we just look at them and say, you've clearly not read our website, you've clearly not. We, you know, just had a 2-second look on our website.
Yeah.
Or for any label, really. I mean, if you look at that and you adhere to whatever it says in there, most of them are pretty basic. You know, make sure it's a CD, make sure it's an MP3 file, or, you know, something pretty basic like that. Yeah. But, you know, obviously getting off on the right foot is quite an important thing. That's the first little step. The second one, really, is just make sure there's a bio or a couple of photos attached to it.
Okay.
And maybe a couple of geek calendars, you know. Give us more than maybe just a CD or, you know, a short bio. Give us everything you've got. Think about it, you know.
Kind of like a press pack.
Yeah, send as much information as you possibly got. You know, the more we know about the band, the better, really. Almost lazy on a record label's part, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the more we know about the band, the more interested we can be. If we only know a little bit, then...
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes we haven't got the time to follow everything up, but so the more information you give us, the more we can get hooked into and the more we can see you're doing better.
No problem. Now, would it be okay for our listeners of this show to send you demos?
Of course it will be.
So,
we're all interested in the demos.
No problem. So whereabouts should they send the demos to? I'll obviously put a link on the website, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if they drop it to Red Monster Records, 4 Peak Road, Stourbridge, West Midlands, DY8-4UN. Or just drop us an email, info@redmonsterrecords.co.uk. MP3 files or basically the Windows Media Player files, doesn't really matter to us. Either mail or email, it's fine with us.
Excellent. And do you have any advice for unsigned bands?
I do, yeah. Just keep digging and keep putting work into it. So many bands kind of give up because they're not getting anywhere, or, you know, they're a bit bored by what they're doing, but even open mic nights or any kind of gigs you can get the hands on, go for it. You know, there's so many opportunities out there. I mean, yeah, sometimes you might not be signed, sometimes you might not, you know, get what you want, but just keep working on it, because it's always going to be there if you keep putting the effort in. You know, people might ignore you for a little bit, but eventually you might play to the right person or play to the right crowd who knows somebody who passes you on. You never know what's going to happen, so just
keep
working on. Sometimes it happens, so just keep going for it.
Now, the other question I've got is, you always hear, I mean, I don't know how true these stories are, but people signing with labels and things going wrong and they can't get their contracts. If someone gets signed to a label, is there something they should maybe look out for in the small print?
I mean, yeah, first of all, it's the small print at all.
Right.
You know, that's something to be concerned about straight away. I can only really talk from the Red Monster Records point of view, because I know our contract's inside out. We do it very, very basically. It's all written in simple English. You know, you don't need a law degree to understand what it says.
Which is good.
But, you know, if a contract is offered to you and you don't understand it, then ask. You know, talk to the record label, say, what does this mean, what does this mean, what does this mean? If they really want you on the label, then they won't mind you asking a million questions about what it is that shows you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got, you know, if you've got anybody in your family who, you know, knows a lawyer or is a lawyer or has a lawyer for, you know, any part of their life, or even if you're just wandering to one of the high street branches of any lawyer, you know, go in there and ask. You know, a lot of them have the 10-15 minute free periods. You know, you can chat to them and find out information, so it's well worth doing.
That's good advice. Now, on a personal note, where did the Red Monster Records name come from?
that was actually, by accident, falling into a record label by accident, and the name as well. We were originally Red Music Promotions. So it was kind of a scribbling session with a graphic designer who accidentally scribbled out a little monster.
Yep.
Well, not accidentally, I'm sure he meant to, but he kind of just scribbled the monster out, and I kind of looked at it, and it happened to be in a red felt pen, so it kind of accidentally turned into Red Monster Records. I'm not really sure how it happened, but it kind of sounded quirky, kind of sounded a bit different.
I know it's what attracted me, you know, to start getting in contact with it. Just people should actually go and check it out by going onto your website. It's worth seeing. It's a really, really good logo. Do you want to introduce 2 Days Notice?
This is 2 Days Notice on Red Monster Records. This is I Wish I Was.
I wish I was tall, tan, and sexy. Instead, I'm short, pale, and not. Because of TV and magazines, we ain't happy with what we've got. Men want different clothes and wear better shoes. Women want implants for bigger boobs. So much effort just to look better. The latest haircut is old news. So look in the mirror and don't feel sick. Even if you can beat them with ugly sticks, so keep your head up high and look to the sky. You don't get far just by looking fit. So look in the mirror and don't
Well, that's the end of another show. Thanks very much for listening. Next time we'll have music from We Were Machines, Basement Superheroes, Crank, Hello Hollywood, and a comedy trio called Flat 29. Now, these guys write some really funny songs together and have a fortnightly podcast called The Big Book of Everything, which I myself am a big fan of. So if you like to laugh and have a good time, go and check them out at www.flat29.com. And we'll also be interviewing these guys in a few weeks' time. And not only that, but in the next show, we'll also have an interview with the lead singer of The Hype Theory, Katie Jackson. So make sure you tune in for that. But if you can't wait until then to find out more about new and unsigned artists, then why not follow the show on Twitter by searching for Rewind Podcast, or on Facebook by searching for The Rewind Podcast. And as always, you can drop me an email to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com or drop by the site at www.therewindpodcast.com. See you next time. Thanks for listening.